and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 25. If you have listened to 25 episodes and you haven't rated yet and given your review, can you please do that? It really helps me out. It helps push this out so everybody can see it. So show me some love and support. I mean, if you don't want to, I guess you really don't have to, but I just figured 25 episodes, hello, like we're getting close to 30 here. I can't believe I've done 30 by myself. This is honestly still fun, still enjoying it, loving the spooky stories. I'm going to shut up now and I'm going to tell you about a piece of paranormal equipment. And I'm going to be pulling this from GhostStop. Here we go. So today's paranormal equipment lesson is on a Boo Buddy. And I'm not sure if this is exclusive to GhostStop or not, but I do actually have one. And Boo Buddy is an interactive ghost hunting bear that investigates with you with many research tools at the ready. Boo Buddy detects environmental changes, speaks responses, and asks EVP questions. Like I said, I have a Boo Buddy. I really enjoy this one because I feel like it's a good one to take whenever you go to like a haunted area that might have children still residing there. It's really cute and cuddly, and honestly, the little feet and hands and tummy light up if it's being touched, which is pretty cool. So the spirit actually has to like interact with the bear for those areas to light up. And to me, that's pretty awesome. My bear, with my specific model, it just continuously talks and asks questions. And I just kind of like leave my recorder and let the bear do its thing. And hopefully something interacts with it. I actually have had the feet and the hands and the tummy go off before. And it's really a cute, fun little gadget. So if you're in the market for something a little different, a Boo Buddy is something you can get yourself. I mean, it's a cute little teddy bear. How could you not? Hopefully you learned what the heck a Boo Buddy is, and it could probably be used to investigate this first story. So here we go.
This comes from ghost_404 on Reddit.
This happened about 5 to 6 years ago, and I was over at my cousin's house. We were getting ready to go to bed, and I was putting covers on the couch to go to sleep, when my parent asked me to go do something. I go around the couch and do the task at hand. Most of the time, I walk looking down, so I don't pay attention to much. But this time, I just happened to look up to see a little girl standing there. At the time, it was just me, my siblings, parent, cousin, and auntie in the house. She didn't belong on the family roster, to say the least. I'm looking at her, and she is looking at me. And I'm a little confused because this was my first time seeing an actual ghost. This was not what I normally see. Most of the time, it's just shadow people. The little girl had black hair that went to her shoulders and wore a white dress that went to her knees. She wasn't that tall, and if I had to guess her age, she was around 9, which is sad because she probably died young. I didn't get to see her face because it was blurry looking, and what was weird was that her whole appearance seemed to be blurry, like a flickering image or a very fuzzy picture that was illuminated. She wasn't there for long. As quickly as I saw her, she left rather quickly as well. If I had to guess, she just wanted someone to see her. Like most of the things that I see. After she left, I asked my parent, "Did you see that?" And she said, "See what?" I then proceeded to tell her what I saw. And she tells me it probably was something there. She already knows that this is a natural occurrence for me seeing spirits. She then proceeds to tell me that the apartment that my cousin lives in used to be a church. After staying with my cousin for a while, I never saw her again. I only saw her once. Why do ghosts always have long black hair and white dresses? Why is that the thing? Because it sounds really creepy, and if I would have saw that as a kid, I might have freaked out, like, big time. That's like typical horror movie shit right there. But you know, this person didn't seem to be bothered. What do you guys think? Let me know, and let's move on to story two.
This comes from 1999VL on Reddit.
I've been getting up earlier than all of my housemates, around 5:40 a.m. the past few days. And when I was on my way downstairs, I heard steps and sounds like someone was picking up something and putting it down again. I thought, oh, someone is up already. But when I came downstairs, no one was there. It was all dark, and everyone was still asleep. Then it happened again. And again. Almost every morning, when I'm standing at the stairs, I hear the footsteps across the downstairs living room and kitchen area. As soon as I turn on my flashlight or any other light, it's dead silent. I mentioned it to my housemates and some friends we had over. This one girl said that two of the people that lived here last year, this is a house for students that stay here for a year, also heard similar sounds. That's when I thought, okay, this isn't just me. There might be more to it. However, I have no clue what it could be. Well, it sounds like it's a college house, so I'm wondering if it's in a really old community. I did ask this person if they had any research done on the house, and they have not, but they're going to see if they can possibly record the noises that they hear, so that's pretty cool if they catch them. I mean, kind of scary, kind of cool, you know, however you want to look at it. Anyhow, but it makes me wonder if it's because it's possibly a college town, so old house. You know, I don't know, old land, all land is old really, but point is maybe there's something to that. So anyhow, if you have any experiences, ooh, give me all the stories. I love them. Let's go. Come on. Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.